Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Frolics Live. Brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. South New Jersey. 609-388-7004. Great, great dog, the Akita. Adopt an Akita. Engineer, what happened? All right. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty. My buddy and I slip New York. Buy a house, sell a house, and get some good info on real estate. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. And we wish his sister well, recently hospitalized. All right, we'll try to get an update on that. Hey, Inner Sight Frolics, we got Lauren Hardy coming up. Jimmy Dinigan will be around. Louis is going to give you his impression of Chris and Connie. They're a show on the, they're actually a fellow producer on Channel 20. All right, so we'll have some fun with that, and Louie will be here with the probably with the vibrator. He's going to get in trouble with that. Yeah. Inner Sight. Oh, and then we got Gabriel with the holy toilet water. Yeah, toilet water direct from the Pope's toilet. Ooh, pooper, 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 and a Gabriel together. Would you stop talking? What is the matter with you? Fun of the Pope? Why not? He makes the fun of me. Pooper, pooper. Pooper, papa, pooper. Good thing he didn't pooper in the pants. Well, you cut that out. You're going to get this show in trouble. We're not supposed to say things like that. Well, why not? I mean, this is a free country. You say we say whatever you want, as long as you don't curse, you know. Like that guy who called up and said, so go ahead and say the damn prayer. Remember that stupid guy? Yeah. He's a moron, that guy. Moron and off. That's it. But, you know, we let him come on the air. He's welcome to call back. As long as he doesn't start in with those obscenities, then I got to give him the hee-hove and the boot. All right, Inner Sight. I don't know where my engineer is. Supposed to have a musical background here. Oh, we're coming up on, it's middle of January. So we're coming up on tax time. Will be coming up soon. Somebody's bugging me. I'm on the air. What do you want? Yeah? Oh, what good are you? When are you going to retire anyway? Yeah. Yeah, well, give me some music. All right, let's see. Dinigan, Louie. We got a couple of people hanging around, you know. Oh, where was I? Oh, tax time coming up. And, there was an announcement on the news not too long ago that the head of the IRS is very concerned. Well, why would he be concerned? Well, because he's not going to get any money. You know, if people don't pay their taxes, I'll bet you President Joe will turn around and fire that guy. They won't let him work in the IRS. Joe would probably tell him, go out in the street and collect the taxes. Get out there. Stand on the corner. I mean, you know, the mentality of that, well, you never know. But anyway, Gleason had a thing on taxes, and it was so funny, you know. All I ever get is bills, bills, bills. That's all I ever get. Here, look at this. Pretty sneaky of the gas company to send me a bill on a postcard. Wait a minute, Ralph. Let me see that. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what your gas bill is. I know. 39 cents. Yeah, yeah. By the way, you broke the all-time record of the Collier Brothers set in 1932. How did you know that? Well, you know, everybody knows it. It's all over the building. Wait a minute. Here's a letter from the IRS, Internal Revenue Department of Taxes. I wonder what they want. Gee, you think they'd forget about me. They don't forget nothing.
I'm in.
Yeah, well, give me some honeymoon music. Come on.
Yeah, right? Okay, here we go.
They don't forget nothing, Rob.
There you go. That blender, then. Thank you. Oh, what a pain in the neck this is for me. Really.
I don't know what they could want down there at the IRS. I don't know. What does it say in the letter? Dear Mr. Crane, report to a Mr. Putter tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in the IRS. Gee, I wonder what they want. Well, don't worry, Ralph. Whatever it is, I'm sure that... you'll be all right. And by the way, I'll go down there with you. Gee, thanks. Could use your help. What could they want? I pay my taxes. If you paid your taxes, you wouldn't get a letter like that. Wait a minute, Rob. Where's your tax form? Maybe we could figure this out. See, the old Navy way.
No.
Yeah. What do you know about taxes? Oh, you mean I took algebra in the Navy. X 2 4 equals 6x. Will you cut that out? let's see here. Come on. All right. Here's some of the items that you put down there, Ralph. Horse with clock and stomach. $85. $85. That's a big item. You think that's what it is? Well, wait a minute. Here's another one. Three-legged race, $5. Three-legged race. Gee, I remember that. I couldn't stand up for a week. A three-legged race. Here's another one. No taxes paid for 6 months. Give me that. 6 months. I'm in dire straits, Norton. I'm in trouble. They're going to get me. Maybe they forgot about it. They don't forget nothing. Now, don't get nervous, Ralph. Just relax. We're down here now, and just sit down, and everything's gonna be all right. And I'm here with you, and sweet kid. Oh, Mr. Crandon, sure I am. He's Crandon. I'm clean. Will you stop that? Mr. Putter, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. We know you didn't do it. What's that? We know you didn't do it. That's why we asked you to come down here. Oh, what do you mean? You forgot to sign your tax form. Oh. I mean, that's all it is. Just got a sign, right there, and that's it. I can go out and everything, and everything's all right. That's right. Oh, boy. Mr. Potter, I wouldn't cheat the government. I have a confession to make. During the last fiscal year in the sewer, I found $2 floating by me. Don't listen to him. He's a maniac. I want to put down all my deductions, and I forgot to put down the horse with the clock in its stomach, and I want to put that down now. All right, here's an extra piece of paper. Now you just write those down and send them all in. Thank you. Yeah, so what's going to happen if, people are going to use the virus as an excuse not to pay the taxes?
That's the truth, I tell you.
Yeah, you wait and see.
They gave
it's funny,
this
man.
Money out of the goodness of their hearts. I don't believe it for nothing.
Now, what is this stuff with Joe came out with? He's giving out masks. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, they're going to get N95 masks that the health care workers use because they're better than the two masks that a plain person wears.
How do you get those? Yeah. Where do you go to get those masks?
We get them online, but I haven't
online.
Ordered. Yeah.
Holy smoke. Wait a minute. But I was told, now get a load of this. I was told that those masks were made in China.
Some of them are.
Now,
some of them are.
Do you know
which
some of the
good?
Materials that the Chinese government uses to make things?
No,
that
so there's another code. There's another code. One is called K95 or KN95. That's it. KN95. Those are the ones made in China. The ones that say N95 are made here.
Isn't that where the whole thing started, supposedly?
Yeah, but you know the Chinese, they're kind of, I don't know how to explain it. They like to think about things in the future and, you know, start, you know.
Well, I wouldn't trust anything
that
they make anymore.
Yeah, well, they sort of.
I don't know
really
what Joe's going to do, but why did he have to get masks made in China? I mean, that's kind of a turnover.
They come through the shipping things. People are still buying stuff from China, not me. I never bought stuff from another country that way.
Well,
meaning
look at us. We can't even read the damn labels. We don't know where we're buying it from.
That's right. When I could see it, I was not buying.
It's even worse.
Now I can't see it, and I just don't.
I'm not saying that the Chinese people are bad, but all the stuff that comes out of there is not very good.
No, it isn't.
I wouldn't trust it. Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of people seem to be distraught with Joe that he's not doing the right thing by us.
Yeah.
Anyway, in a sight, give me that. You got that Lauren Hardy?
Yes, I do. Oop, but I... Oh,
yeah.
God, what is going on with this stupid thing? I'm sorry.
In a sight.
I got it.
Frolic.
One second. I have also...
Live.
After that, we might have to take, Brooklyn call, okay, from the other day. Hold on.
Where's the music? You got any music?
Yes, I do. Give me a second. Can't do it all. Okay. Laurel and Hardy?
Yeah, let's go. It's supposed to be at the top of the hour.
Well, here it is.
This is a professional show. We don't have a professional engineer.
Well, I wish we did. That'd be nice. Tossing me to see, mostly. Everybody knew what I was looking at. Like they'd be like, oh, she needs to...
Stop talking during the music.
Ooh.
Well, Stanley, what am I going to do? Well, what seems to be the problem? My tooth is killing me, and I don't have the money to go to a dentist. Well, I hope you feel better. Why don't you take a couple of aspirin? I don't want any aspirin. I want to get rid of this toothache. Well, wait a minute now. There's a friend of mine, see? He lives down the block. He's got a big truck. A big truck? What's that got to do with it? Is he a dentist? Well, no, he's not a dentist. He's a garbage truck driver. Garbage truck? Would you... How is that going to help me? Well, you see, now when I was a kid, my old man, he never believed in dentists, you know. And he taught me this trick, and it stayed with me ever since, see. Now, let me show you how it works. You take a string, see. You tie it around your tooth, the tooth that hurts you. Tie it around my tooth. Yeah, you tie it around, then you take the other end of the string and you tie it to the doorknob, and when you slam the door, the tooth comes flying out. What? Are you crazy? But wait a minute, it's even better when a fella's driving a big truck, see, and you attach the string to the truck. And then you attach the other end to your tooth. That's more of an impact. For sure the tooth will come out. Yeah, the tooth and everything else with it.
Uh-huh.
Are you sure this is going to work? Well, of course it's going to work. He's my friend. He's a garbage man. I worked with him in the Department of Sanitation for many years. We worked side by side on garbage. Well, go and get him. Oh, now, don't go away, Ollie. I'll be right back. Ollie. What do you want? This is my friend, Jamoka. Jamoka? I'm a Jamoka. I got a good trucker with no more of the garbage. Now I got a better trucker. I clean them up, no smell and no more. Jeez. Now listen, I got a big string here, see? Now open your mouth. Which tooth is it? That one. Right there. Right there. Now, put it around the tooth. That's it. Now, tie it up. Now, Jamoka's going to tie this other end to the bumper of the truck in the back, see? And when he hits that gas, you're going to mash. Wait a minute. I told you not to eat all that candy that your ex-wife sent you. That's why your tooth hurts. Well, I had to eat the candy. She wants me to be fat. She likes fat guys. And that way the girls don't look at me. You mean she's the jealous type? That's right, the jealous type. All right, now listen, Ollie. Now just hold on to the sink, see? Don't let go. Hold on with all your might, everything you've got. Are you ready? I'm ready with the truck of a Jamoka. Ollie, are you there? Are you alive? Well, what did we do it? Oh, we did it all right, but we pulled the wrong tooth. You know, I knew a guy who actually did that with the door.
Used the door. There's probably many who did that.
He slammed the door and a tooth came out.
Oh, jeez.
The best way to do that is to make sure you got a loose tooth.
Yeah, that'd be good.
If the tooth is not loose, forget it. You're in trouble.
Yes, you are.
All right, in sight.
My father used
on the frolics.
And just pulled it out.
Worldwide. And, well, what's the total? You got a total?
Yeah, I got to go back to it. Hold on.
Hey, give us a total.
I will.
Brought to you by the Nobody Stops on Long Island, 631-484-3085. We got dog food, cat food for you. Medical.
Okay, I'll give you the total. 631-484-3085.
Speak to Gary. All right. Now what, you got a figure?
Yes, I do. 113,137.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Went over 113,000.
Yes,
we got Jimmy Dinigan coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jimmy hated the dentist. Oh.
Yeah, who doesn't?
That's where I learned.
Wouldn't it be funny if you turned out to be one?
That's where I learned that kids, you know, when the dentist is working on you, you can accidentally, or some people did it on purpose, punch the guy right in the mouth. Jimmy punched the dentist in the mouth.
Oh, my.
Why
all
right, Dinigan will be here.
Was he
Inner Sight Live. We got, is Louie on the line?
Hold on, let me look.
All right. Louis the Lip.
Hold on.
On Inner Sight Live.
Not yet.
Stevie's up there. Oh, all right. We
He's
have any calls?
Yet. Yes, we do. Anthony.
Who we got? Anthony?
Anthony, yes.
Oh, on the Frolics? All right.
Yes, yes.
Phone number here, 213-816-1650. All right, let's take a call from Brooklyn on the Inner Sight Funnies.
Okay, here he comes.
From Anthony. Yeah.
Yep, here he comes.
Hi,
hey,
Frank.
Anthony.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Doing
I'm
good.
Okay.
Good.
So, that's good. So, yeah, the reason why they don't make the mask here in this country is because they can't take the smell, you know? If you import it from other countries, then they'll deal with it, you know, because it's cheap labor and they're used to it and all their factories smell anyway.
Yeah.
U.S. is clean China isn't, you know? So,
oh, yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I wouldn't wear that damn thing.
Yeah.
No, I got all cotton masks. I wash them myself.
Yeah, that's
I have a cloth mask and I get, you know, the regular blue mask, but then they say that doesn't do much anyway. So what, you know,
well, they
point
have
does
the
really
new N95 filters. If I'm going to wear a cloth mask, I just throw in the filters in that.
Yeah, but then I heard somebody say something about it only lasts for a certain number of hours before, you know, it penetrates the filter. So I
don't
know.
That's true. So you got to, you know, be careful on how long you wear it. You just got to keep replacing the filter. It's easier than, you know, getting caught with it on.
Well, these masks are throwaways, aren't they, that he's got?
Yeah,
yeah.
But you also have a filter that's a throwaway, too. So when you go out, you come back, you just make sure you replace it. That's all.
You can,
yeah,
but these N95 masks are expensive.
The filters aren't as bad.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta I'm sorry?
Yeah. But I feel like a robber wearing a mask. I mean, we might as well wear a ski mask, you know? Reminds me of like a G.I. Joe or something.
I haven't, since the beginning of this, caught anything, thank God. Now watch, it's going to be up my butt once I said that. So what I've been doing... Oh, I'm sorry, continue.
Well, how do you know you didn't catch anything? You take too many drugs. You can't tell.
I could tell. Because I would be not being able to breathe. I know that part. Because I'm in respiratory failure. So how could I know if I didn't? I won't be able to breathe properly.
Well, Suzanne, you just have to think that's all.
Can't breathe properly as it is.
All I need is the air that I breathe in to love you.
No, you guys are all so bad. I just have to say.
Well, you have to meet with the group Air Supply. They'll give you all the air you need. Yeah, more than the government will. I mean,
probably they'll
give
me a whole lot of air supply.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? You know, maybe they'll fill it up with the acid that they use when they fill up a soda can. I expect you to use that.
Yeah, well, there's a lot.
Hey, is air supply still around?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I mean, you get plenty of gas from it, but I don't know what use it'll be.
Yeah. No, it's phosphoric acid, isn't it? Yeah. Phosphoric acid, yeah. You know why
like
I know
that?
You know why?
Why?
Because they tell you that you can get a kidney stone from drinking a lot of soda. Well, hence, I got a kidney stone from drinking a lot of soda, so I don't drink it anymore.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, because seltzer water looks very, you know, bubbly to me, so I figure you can get all the gas you need from there, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you get plenty of flatulence from that.
And that'll solve the
yeah.
problem.
Yeah. Well, it'll give you the problem.
Fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Well, in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I can't tell you that your neighbors won't be annoyed by the noise, but they'll get used to it.
That's the truth.
You
got to
do the stomach up for the gas.
Yeah, that's actually good. But it doesn't always with me because I had, you know, a little bit of a surgery, so I got to find where everything is. But I still benefit from it. I find where everything is, and then I, you know, benefit from it. It's fine once I find the stuff, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do the surgery, and then they let out all the gas. And you never have to worry about none of it.
There you go.
Reminds me of that board game Operation when I was a kid, you know.
They still have it.
Yeah. You move the bone from here and then put it there, and, you know, then the hospitals make all the money, you know.
Yeah,
and
you
then
don't
they get
make
it from Medicaid.
Diddly. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't make diddly.
You definitely don't make
diddly.
Hey,
what about all those kids that I heard on the news in certain states? The hospitalization of children are way up, you know.
Yeah,
I wonder how many of those. I wonder how many of those kids had the vaccine.
Yeah, because
they don't
want their kids to take the coronavirus vaccine, but they all want to drink Corona, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's different.
Yeah, right.
The way it is, you know. You know, all you got to do is get you. You know, go sit in a nice Mexican restaurant somewhere and eat some nice Mexican food and play some guitar. And it was one of those Mexican guys with a cowboy hat around their head.
South of the border, down Mexico way. Who sang that song?
I don't know, but, you know, I was just thinking, you could sing Country Road, Please Take Me Home. To a place I belong.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, you know.
Did you hear about the two guys in Germany who were sitting, two Italian guys sitting on the Rhine River seat, and they saw a submarine coming up out of the water, and one guy said to the other Italian, hey, Giuseppe, is that a U-boat? And Giuseppe says, that's not my boat. I thought it was a U-boat.
Yeah. Oh, I thought they all lived in a yellow submarine.
Yeah,
right.
You know, or maybe they lived in that old Italian lady's house that did the Prince Spaghetti Day commercials.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought there was other better quality, you know, spaghettis than that. But, you know, people like what they like. But I wasn't an Anthony It's Prince Spaghetti Day fan, you know.
I'm not.
Yeah. I actually went outside their factory one day and started a big protest, you know, because I didn't like the quality of it. And then they all came out and started throwing tomato sauce at me. And
where
I had to
that?
Go to the hospital. And it was in Brooklyn, actually, in
Bainbridge.
Yeah.
Bainbridge, Brooklyn, they made?
Well, when they threw the tomato sauce at you, did they bring you out any spaghetti to go with it?
Yeah, raw spaghetti. And then they used all their spaghetti sauce, and they started throwing garlic and oil at me. And I was a mess when I got home, and I had to take a shower.
Well, at least you got a free dinner.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What was left of it? Then I started seeing Splish Splash. I was taking a bath. Yeah, all up on a Saturday night. You know. Then I couldn't.
All right,
in
sight. 8:31. Follies. We got Dinigan coming up. We got Gabriel with the holy toilet water sale.
Cold rotor rotor on that one.
Holy toilet water, yeah. All right. Anything else, Anthony?
No, thank you, Frank. That's about it.
What has four wheels and flies?
My wheelchair.
No.
Flies?
Four wheels and flies. Think about it. There's the riddle.
Four wheels and flies.
And flies.
A helicopter.
Garbage truck.
Why does a garbage truck fly?
Doesn't fly. It has flies, you dodo. Where's your brain?
My brain's in my butt. You don't want to know why. So
flies are cleaner than maggots, you know.
That's true.
All right, in a sight, we're going to go on with tell you about the holy water toilet bowl.
Oh, God.
Here we go. Are you gonna start blessing people in the bathroom? You know?
No, thank you.
No?
Oh, you never know about that. People probably do that already.
Is that before or after you, Pooper?
No, I don't want any of it. Send it back.
All right.
Well, it's a very spiritual ritual.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
In the bathroom?
Yeah, sure. You know.
Leave me out.
holy toilet water.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's like a baptism. Like a holy communion.
Get your holy toilet water, dollar a bottle.
Oh, here we go.
Holy toilet water, dollar a bottle, genuine, right from the Pope's toilet.
Ooh. Who needs
How do we know that that's from the Pope's toilet? Well, because when I went to Rome and I snuck in the back door and Giuseppe didn't want to let me in, see? Who's Giuseppe?
Uh-oh.
Oh, Giuseppe's the security guard. Everybody knows that at the Pope. You can't come in here. This is a Pope house. Don't come in here. But I need some holy water. Holy water, you go into church. No, but I need it from the toilet bowl. Toilet bowl, mamma mia, what's the matter for you? Eh? Holy Toledo. No, I don't want Toledo. I want holy toilet water.
You would think they could lower the price on it for those on SSI.
Yeah. So he snuck in there and he got the bottle and he started his own business. See?
Oh,
this water will bless you. It'll even help fight the virus. Fight the virus with the Pope's toilet water. You know how many people would believe that and they'd buy it?
That's true.
If you actually did that,
oh, yeah.
You said it was from the Pope's toilet. they'd buy it. I don't know if they'd drink it, but they'd buy it and put it on the in the house and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it's just like oil of oregano.
Surrounded with candles and all that.
You know, I haven't
holy
eaten dinner.
Toilet
I'm gonna,
water.
Before I get off this show tonight, I'm going to puke.
Nah. You got to have more of a sense of humor. All right. Inner Sight. Oh, by the way, speaking of sense of humor, where's the Able News? You got the Able News?
I don't even have it because I can't even get it on the show's website. So for now, I don't know why I can't get back on it.
Oh, you don't have the Able?
I'll read it.
Go ahead.
From my memory.
Do it.
Yeah.
The way you know.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past, 31 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. One day, when I was a kid in school, Dinnigan comes in. See, he was always late most of the time. And he announced to Miss Marr, he says, Miss Marr, I can't do any work today. I had to go to the dentist. My mouth is killing me. I can't even talk. Jimmy, you are talking now. Sit down. No, I had a lot of trouble at the dentist. They had to call a reform school.
What?
What reform school at the dentist? Well, yeah, because you see, the dentist was drilling my tooth. He I thought he was drilling in the street. He drilled my tooth, and all this smoke came out. And Janie goes, "Oh, that Jimmy, that's disgusting." Oh, shut up, Janie. Don't you tell me to shut up. How dare you? The both of you, stop it. Anyway, he drilled in my tooth, and a big piece of thing came out, and it hit me right in the face. And I punched the dentist in the mouth. I punched it right in the mouth. And my mother had to come down, and the dentist said, "Look, my mouth is bleeding. It's bleeding from Jimmy Dinnigan." Jimmy, did you really punch the dentist in the mouth? Yeah, I had to punch him in the mouth. He hit me with the big thing with the drill. The smoke was coming out, and I got mad. That's why I can't do any work today. My mother said, "Just take it easy. Don't do any work. Look, see, out my mouth. Jimmy, cut that out." He drove us all nuts. I told the dentist, I said, "Put a bandage in my mouth." He says, "I can't put a bandage in your mouth." He stuck a water cotton in there. It hurt like anything. It hurt. Yeah. I said, "You're stupid." Anyway, I can't go to the dentist no more. He don't want me in there. I punched him right in the mouth. There was blood there. Blood. I like the blood. Will you cut that out? Sit down. Oh, that Dinnigan was a character, man. He was so...
What wasn't is now whenever he came in. That's the funniest part.
What? Say that again?
I said what wasn't became something whenever he came in on a scene or something. It became a large, to-do, and it was kind of funny every time he came in.
Oh, Dinnigan was a riot. He had some imagination.
That's true.
All right, Inner Sight. Where's Louis? Is Louis out there?
No, I'm looking now. I finally got on the website. He's not there.
Louis might have forgotten about us.
No, he was on right at the beginning, and then he...
Oh. All right, Lou, if you can hear me, dial in. We want to do the Connie and Chrissy Yeah. Thing. And yeah, we're gonna get Dean. Oh, you had a little piece about Dean Martin. Can you play it?
I can try. Yeah, hang on. Quick enough.
Yeah, you said it was a couple of minutes long.
Yeah, hang on.
Yeah, let's hear that Dean Martin, and then we'll try to get Louie.
Well, let me cue it up, and you start doing something else, okay?
Inner Sight. Frolic, let's see. All right, Monday night, Man of Glad. Tuesday's the open mic. Wednesday, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. And Channel 3 on the Spirit. Thursday, we usually talk about a subject. Anybody got any ideas of a subject, send us an email or call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. And I'm not going to mention any names, but we just helped a blind woman with a little bit of money. It wasn't a lot of money, but it means a lot because these damn agencies, it was only a small amount, $25. But it means a lot to her because she needed it. Any agency out there that would like to match that, you know, we'll give her another 25.
Yeah.
These agencies got to step up and start doing things, man.
Yeah.
We do things with the little bit that we have. Do more than they do.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight and Friday Night at the Funnies. And like we're out here now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. All right. We get Louie on the air. We'll be able to do that.
There's a price on this. Sorry.
That skit with from a fellow producer, Connie and Chrissy.
Yeah.
What'd you say about a price? What?
Now there's a price on this Dean Martin thing. Yes, the other day there was no price.
Oh, I'm not
maybe
giving
something
them no money. Get out. Let them pay me.
That's
this
right.
This is my show.
That's right.
All right. All right. What do you see? How about Lou?
I'm hoping he's there. All right. Hold on.
Not there?
Hold on. Let me look. Back.
All right. In his sight. Frolics.
That's why I got upset a second here. No, the thing was there, and you didn't have to have money for it. I'm like, what the heck?
Don't worry about it. All right, give me the philosopher. Louis not there. Give me the philosopher.
No, I don't see him yet.
We'll do the philosopher.
You're too fast to me. You are.
Too fast?
Because I'm clicking, and then you tell me something else, and I go to have to click back
to
the other thing.
Yeah, because this is a moving show. You got to move.
I know,
fast,
but the website
show.
No, but the website doesn't follow you. That's the problem. It's a little slow, to say the least.
Well, no website could follow me.
Well, then what do you want me to do?
You better believe.
Sometimes it's really
my
slow.
My brain's a lot slicker and cooler than any damn website.
I know.
That's for sure.
But, come back.
All right. Inner Sight.
I don't want
to. On the funnies. And, that guy who said, a funny thing happened to me on the way to the theater. Remember those guys
that
used to get up there? And,
Jerry, wasn't that Benny Hill? No, sorry. Don't mind
and
me.
They used to make things up, you know.
Mm.
So I'm walking down the street. Funny thing happened on the way to the theater. Walking down
the
street, Paula comes up to me. Hey, buddy, have you got a dime? I said, no, do you? I don't have a dime. If I had a dime, I wouldn't ask for you if you had a dime. Well, why not? Then you'd be a dime richer than me. Well, now, wait a minute. You haven't got a dime. Have you got a nickel? No, I haven't got a nickel. I just bought a pickle. What do you mean you just bought a pickle? A pickle is a nickel. Well, have you got any money at all? Well, no, of course I haven't got any money. If I had any money, you think I'd give it to you?
Yeah.
Now get away from me. Yeah, funny thing happened on the way to the theater. I met my mother-in-law. The only thing is, that wasn't so funny. She says, "Where are you going?" I said, "Blah, blah, 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 blah." "Oh, stepping out on my daughter, huh? Well, that's better than stepping on your daughter. You no good bum. How dare you say that? Don't you step on my daughter. I'll step on your face. Take that mask off." "So I can't take the mask off. It's against the law." "Against the law? What do you mean against the law? You just don't want people to see you. But how convenient is this virus for you? You can walk around with a mask and cheat on my daughter. You've got some knife." When I was a kid, these women, every time they got mad, they said, "You got some knife."
That's right.
You ever see those women like that? They didn't know what to say. They were mad. And "You got some knife." That was the most annoying phrase of being a kid.
Ever made.
"Got some nerve." I said, "Yeah, I got some nerve, and if you don't get out of here, I'm going to use it."
And then they ran.
All right, inner sight. Yeah. I don't know what happened to Louie. He usually pops up, you know.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Let's see. 8:47. Live in the site. And are you able to find the philosopher?
Why don't we just stick without that for now, because I'm having trouble back logging into the show, so.
Well, I can't understand what you're saying. What?
I said I'm having trouble logging back into the show again. I have to
logging back into the show? You are logged into the show.
Yes, because I had it at the beginning of the show and in the middle of the show very briefly, and then that was it. I had lost it.
Oh, you can't
get
the music button going?
Nope. I had it momentarily, and then I got bumped out of the show a few times.
Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Well, I'm thinking it's either my phone not working properly
or
the login not working properly. I'm thinking more it's the login not working properly. I got to talk to them. Okay?
I don't know, but you got to call Blog and find out what they say.
I got to find out. I'll have both my husband and my phone together, and we'll see which could work better. We'll see. I'll test it, because then I'll know if it's my phone or if it's the website. You know, if they both don't log in, then I know it's the website.
Well, I would
know?
Call them first. Maybe other people are having the same trouble.
Yeah, that's true.
And find out.
Test it. Yeah, that's true.
And then they could tell you what's going on.
No.
All right, inner sight. Now, by the way, our inner sight number, 631-224-3090, that's the office number. We have a 24-hour hotline. It never cools off. It's always a hotline. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
true. Hey, how come agencies don't have a hotline?
Some do.
Which one?
The suicide hotline is an agency. You didn't know that? The suicide
hotline. No, who's got a hotline?
Where?
The suicide
hotline.
Where you can call and get help anytime, night or day?
Yeah.
They don't have that. The only one that has that is the suicide people.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the agencies for the disabled.
I would consider somebody having a disability if they, you know, want to kill themselves, don't you think?
Well, what about the people who don't want to kill themselves, but they take that stuff that makes them feel like they want to kill themselves? Hey, what do they do when they get a call like that, I wonder?
Well, they have to determine which makes you feel like you want to kill yourself by the, you know, the drugs that you're taking, or if it's actually you want to kill yourself, I suppose, you know?
Yeah, but if a guy, if a, a guy calls up the hotline, let's say.
Nice.
He says, "Oh, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. What are you gonna do? I don't know, but I'm gonna do it. I already did it. I took the. Why don't you say the damn prayer? I mean, I'm gonna do it. I took that stuff. I heard it on the radio, and they said if you feel suicidal after you take it, call your doctor. But I couldn't call my doctor because he's the stupid ass that gave it to me. I don't want to call him. He's a moron. Moron. He's a stupid moron. Moron. There was a guy outside of Starbucks. They closed down. He was yelling like that. I don't want coffee.
He kept screaming, "I want coffee."
I think it was Gabriel. "I want coffee. Where's my coffee, you stupid son of a bitch? Open this door. I want it."
Does he scream like that? Does he scream like that?
I think he took that stuff that they advertise on the. I heard that stuff advertised on a rock station.
Yeah.
And the guy was talking so fast, I said, "Gee, you better stop taking that stuff."
That's true.
But that guy in front of Starbucks, what a nut! Where's my coffee?
You got your got
What'd
me
you say
laughing.
About
got
Louis?
Delilah laughing. He's here now. I kept trying to tell you.
Louis?
Yeah.
Oh, we only got a few minutes. All right, put him through.
Okay.
Louis the Lip.
Hey, Lou.
In a sight.
Hi, Frank. Hey, Suzanne. What happened to your
Where's
phone? Your
coffee?
Line? What happened?
No, I'm having a little problem with either vlog is. So we're going to figure it out. Sorry about that, Lou.
That's fine, okay.
All right.
How you doing?
Good. Listen,
okay.
We haven't
How
got
you?
Much time. I want you to do the Connie and Chrissy. Oh, this is Dean Martin, and I'm going to introduce Louis the Lip to do, I think, Chrissy and Connie drank all my liquor, and I'm mad at them.
Hello, Connie and Chrissy from Date Night. How are you? This is Louis Rivera. I watch your show on Saturday night from 11 to midnight on tomorrow night on that public access television. We're going to have
That's
a lot of
right.
fun with those two beautiful ladies and giving out the love drops and talk about my comic. I'm going to do Rosanna Dinah, and I'm going to do Buffy Casalvo and so much more on Connie and Chrissy's Date Night. Saturday night at 11 to midnight.
And
on
don't
public
forget
access.
About the vibrator.
Knew he had to say that.
You got to vibrate
the
show.
Yeah,
let's
see the vibrator. Make the ladies feel better.
That's it. And when you're on there, make sure you take a good slick of whiskey.
No, okay, yeah.
No, sangria will do the trick.
No.
Sangria.
You don't need
anyway,
that.
How do Connie and Chrissy talk? How do they talk? Can you talk like them?
Hi, my name is Chrissy. I'm talking to my partner Connie, and I got different house on Connie and Chrissy on television on Saturday night. Yeah, this is a story. They turn the ladies on, you know, while you're talking, and they dancing, and dancing, and all that stuff going on.
Yeah, I heard that they spray the whole studio with perfume when they're on there. It really smells.
So
they got this perfume
right.
made out of horse
on,
manure.
I gotta watch out.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey,
you're gonna ask Connie.
Suzanne.
Yeah.
Hey, Suzanne.
Yes.
I got sure get Connie and Chrissy. I think you'll find on your internet. I watched that show on a Saturday night on Public Access at 11 to midnight. It's on tomorrow night.
Oh,
it's on every Saturday night.
That's good.
One of them is going to go out with Louie. Which one you want to go out with, Louie? Connie or Chrissy?
I'm too shy for those ladies.
No, you're not.
Nah,
come on.
You're not shy.
You have fun.
You just talk to them about
it's for fun, you know, fun and having a blast.
Yeah, you take them to Starbucks, see?
Hey, ladies, give me the money. I'll get you some coffee.
There you go.
You don't ask girls for money. You got to pay for them. What's the matter with you?
They put on their credit card, and then we're going to sit and talk to the ladies and have a good time.
He wants the girl to pay for him. Look at this.
Yeah, I know.
Woo!
You know, I'm jiving with those ladies. You know, they're very nice, two female ladies, Connie and Chrissy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to, when you go out with, you know, somebody, the old-time way is to help, you know, pay for, you know, what you're going to get them.
I get my ice coffee.
You can get your.
All right, we're gonna try to get Connie and Chrissy on the show. I'll try to.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, have a good weekend.
Oh.
Sorry for this delay from Frolix. I'll try to call ahead of time. I'm gonna be Rosanna, and then I'll talk to Connie and Chrissy, and I'll have a lot of fun with the vibrator.
Before you go, how about a little song? Little Misty.
Misty. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang.
No.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on my highways and byways and wearing a frown. Here a moment is miles away, so that you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the man working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the man working on the chain gang.
Yeah.
All right. Louis Rivera.
Great,
that's an old Sam Cooke song.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, have a good weekend. Next Friday, we're going to have a lot of wacky fun on the phone. Okay,
all
have
right.
a good weekend.
Yeah, okay.
This is Rosanna.
I know
Dana,
I'm
going to
do this
take
weekend.
Care.
I'm going out in front of Starbucks.
Okay, can you do that?
Where's my coffee?
Yeah. Where's my coffee? Did they give him coffee?
Oh, my
coffee.
Hey,
I love you.
Oh, love you too, Lou. Can you hang up?
Good night,
Lou. Seem to hang it up.
We'll be with you Monday, man. I'm glad. And I'll let you know if I get the coffee.
There you go.
Maybe if I yell loud enough, they'll open the door. I got my coffee!
You get me some coffee, too, while you're at it. A lot of...
All right, in the sight.
Sugar and milk.
Hope you had a little fun, a little craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Be with you Monday. Man of glad, in the sight. I want to thank all our listeners. Thank Louie and callers. Half-ass engineer. Engineer.
That's okay. Say it. I am a half-ass engineer.
And co-host, Suzanne, and... That's all in fun, you know.
Yeah, no.
All right. Don't take it personal.
I'm not.
I'm gonna get my coffee. I want my coffee. You better come in. I want my coffee.
I want my coffee too.
Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. I want my coffee.